I can think about, like, I love him so much. Like, that was, I miss my boy. Like, I miss. Like, I miss his touch. I miss him speaking to me. I miss his laugh. I miss everything. I miss his smile, his teeth, his eyes, the stretch marks on his back. Like, I could go on forever. Like, I miss him so much. Like, I haven't brushed my teeth. I haven't showered. I haven't ate today. Like, I just don't know what to do with myself. Like, this was my other half. This was, like, the love of my life. Like, I just don't know how he can get up and leave me so easily.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
She did not cry at all, just wants to be noticed. This is a huge warning sign. Eyelashes, there's no tears, and trying to get attention on social media. He escaped danger. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the channel. Today we have more interesting stories where women break down in tears after getting no attention. So let's just get into it.
This video isn't going to have a punchline. Tell you that right off the bat. Because I am basically just making it to stop crying. Because usually when I start trying to make a video, I stop crying. And I've been crying all day because I got sat on a plane next to a couple. And the whole time the guy had his hand on like his girlfriend's leg, you know, and it was just kind of like that the whole time. And I've been single my whole life. I'm 25 and I've never gotten to experience that. I've never gotten like close to that. And it's just too much. Like, it's too much. I can't do it anymore. There are some people out there who they're not interested in a relationship and they want to be by themselves. But like, that's not me. And that's never been me. I have always wanted to be in a relationship, even though I've never been in one. And even though I'm comfortable by myself and I can do things alone. But like, at a certain point, it gets like really sad doing things alone. Like, I've traveled alone to so many places because like, if I don't go by myself, I'm not gonna go. If I don't do things by myself, it's not gonna happen. But at the same time, like, it's so much fun to be able to like share that with someone else. And like, everyone I know is in a relationship right now. And like, the majority of them have been in relationships for like a long time. Like, this is established. And I just like, I feel like I've always been alone and I don't want to be, and I don't understand why this is happening to me. And I don't know. I like can't take it anymore. And clearly this didn't work because I'm still crying and I just wasted like 2 minutes of your time and I'm sorry. And I hope you're having a better weekend than I am.
Most of the pain that modern women go through is caused by themselves. So you shouldn't feel sorry for them. They gets what they deserved. Avoid giving sympathy to any women and keep your head up and focus on your goals. Everything else will fall into place.
Prior to that, I was with my ex-husband for 16 years, and I also decided in a very smart way to get into a serious relationship at the tail end of my divorce and was with that guy for 2.5 years. 10 out of 10 would not recommend you move in with your rebound, just saying. But we'll get into that. Oh, at the age of 38, I found myself thrust into the world of online dating suddenly, and I was so out of my depth. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea the things to look for, the warning signs. I didn't know what I was doing at all. The last time I was single, I was 20 years old. So I learned a lot in a very short amount of time, and that's why I'm here. I want to help you learn from my mistakes.
This really is funny.
And I,
as always, she left her husband for someone else.
I had no idea what I was.
She was hoping for something better, but then she met this guy who only wants to sleep with her and has no interest in being in a relationship with her. Now she knows she has no one to nag or vent to, and she also has to deal with the results of her choices on her own. When she has that thought, she realizes that she was better off with her ex-husband, who took care of all her problems.
Open to the idea of like speaking to multiple guys. I've always been. I feel like in order for me to actually settle down and like be with one person, I would have to be getting like the same energy reciprocated, and they'd be having to really call for me and be like, I want to be with you. This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. And then at that point on, I'll be like, okay, like they're giving all of them to me. Like now I'm ready to like fully commit and be serious to this person.
Right.
But I think until then, it's a playing field. I don't believe someone should get all your attention just because it's like the beginning stage and we're talking. Like I'm not going to close off any doors to see where this goes until you reassure me that you're all in and and that you're solidifying what we have.
Yeah.
Yes. Young women are often told that they should date more than one guy. This is exactly what I mean by abusive hypergamy. When you don't give him all your attention, a man who cares about himself will just walk away because they don't want to miss out and want to do everything at once. These young women live very lonely lives.
But it's a beautiful day outside today. It's literally 70 degrees. It should not be 70 degrees in February where I live, but that's another video. But it's beautiful outside today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat my lunch. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to sit before my next class. It's going to be good. I get outside and I look around and I realize I am quite literally the only person sitting by myself. It just made me so sad. Sad to the point where I got up and I literally went inside and I felt like I couldn't enjoy the stunning day that it was today because I was like, I'm so fucking sick of doing stuff by myself. And I don't really feel lonely except in instances like this. And I think this is why my anxiety and my depression actually like is worse during the summer, because I find that during the summer, for whatever reason, I'm always like by myself. I have friends. Don't get me wrong. My friends are incredible. I love my friends. They're like my sisters, but they have lives. And I feel like I don't. Anytime you see me out, 90% of the time, I'm by myself. I go to the store by myself. I walk to class by myself. I sit by myself. Like, I'm always alone. And it never bothers me, really, until it slaps me in the face that, like, oh, shit, everyone else is with somebody. Be it platonically, romantically, whatever. And I'm by myself. Like, sitting outside today, like, that was like a perfect encapsulation of like my entire life. Like everyone was sitting with someone and I was literally the only person sitting alone. And in that moment, it just made me so fucking depressed. Like it made me so sad. And I've had the same friend since high school. And obviously we were in high school, like we saw each other every day. And I texted my friends and I was like, you guys, I miss seeing you guys every day so bad. And every time a beautiful day comes around, I'm like, I wish I had someone to like go on a walk with. I wish I had like friends that I saw more often. I wish I had a boyfriend so fucking bad, you guys. I don't know, but it made me really upset and I literally got up and I went inside because I was like, this is so fucking embarrassing.
Trust me when I say there is definitely a guy who is buzzing down those girls. So she is not really alone when she says she is. Men are the only ones who really know what it's like to be alone. I can guarantee that she has a lot of men in her DMs who would treat her well. But she ignores them all because she thinks she can do better than this next girl.
I've been divorced a long time, about 7 years now, and I have learned so many lessons. And I would like to save some other people some of those lessons, even though I do think some of them are good for you and you have to learn. But I think we should give each other some tips. Number one, when you've been married for 20 years and you come out thinking, oh, it's just going to be sunshine and roses. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to have a new, wonderful relationship. Mm-mm. No, you're not. Unless you already had one on the back burner, chances are you're going to find out that people don't date anymore. Not date. They might date. But as far as like calling you up, taking you out, seeing you again the next day, it doesn't usually happen.
First of all, don't leave your husband. After being married for 20 years, waiting for another Prince Charming to save you and make you feel like you're 20 again. She thought she would find someone better than her husband, but now she thinks she might be alone for the rest of her life. She found out the hard way that the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
I'm not upset that he ghosted me. I'm not upset that he hurt my feelings. I'm upset because now I have to explain it to my best friend after I promised I would stop doing this.
Turning 50 isn't so bad after all.
A few moments later.
Do you know what I'm really tired of? Men fucking with me. I separated from an 18-year marriage in my early 40s. I'm 50 now. And the few men that I've dated, they were so undecisive. And the games they fucking play. Seriously, man, you're in your late 40s, almost 50. Don't fuck around. Like, seriously, don't play games. It's getting so fucking annoying. I'm so tired of this shit. I would have expected it to be easier as I got older. Men, stop fucking around with women, okay? Be honest, because you know what? TikTok, you're getting fucking older too, you know?
Men age like fine wine, though. That's what sets them apart. A woman who messed up her 18-year marriage won't be taken seriously by any man in their right mind. She didn't immediately regret getting a divorce and moving out. After years of bad dates, she finally realized that dating at her age is bad because guys aren't as willing to settle down and marry her as they were when she was younger. A modern woman is never worth getting married to.
We're able to be 20 again. Do you have any do-overs?
Yes. I would go to bed with less men and be more selective. It doesn't have to be the best, but at least guys you like.
Is that not what you did?
Oh, I think I was getting even from my Catholic school background, and when I got even, I f***ed the universe. But it's kind of like, yes. I could have been a little more selective. Amazing that I'm still here.
She was given to different people when she was young. She probably married a loser and then divorced him. She is now sitting alone in a park, thinking about all the bad decisions she has made. Most modern women will end up in this kind of situation. All of the women in today's episode share something. All of them have taken away a man's worth. When a woman, so to speak, locks you down in a relationship, she stops trying to make things work. Little things stop happening. They don't try to look good so you'll like them. They get used to things and give up. They lose interest. If they don't catch it, they'll be gone. This is a harsh fact of life in the modern world. Also, don't forget that the average marriage lasts between 7 and 8 years these days. Thanks for making it this far. Please click the like button and sign up. Don't forget to let us know what you think.